Welcome back to Vasper Today. It's January 27th, 2026, and we're here to break down the week's biggest tech and finance stories. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah. We've got a packed show: trade tensions, wild market swings, the Fed under fire, and some jaw-dropping moves in rare earths. So grab your coffee, because this week's headlines are anything but boring.
Let's start with those escalating trade tensions. The U.S. is threatening new tariffs against Denmark over Greenland, of all places, and Canada. It's not just diplomatic posturing. These moves are rattling global markets and supply chains.
Imagine if you're a company sourcing parts from Canada or shipping through the Arctic. Suddenly, you're facing new tariffs, and your costs spike overnight. It's a reminder that economic leverage is now a frontline diplomatic tool, especially with Arctic security and China's ambitions in the mix.
What's really happening here is a shift in how the U.S. uses trade policy. It's not just about economics anymore, it's about strategic positioning. For practitioners, that means risk management has to be more agile than ever. Even a rumor of tariffs can trigger market sell-offs and disrupt supply chains.
And for listeners, this isn't just a headline. It could mean higher prices, delayed products, or even job impacts if companies have to rethink their operations. The broader implication? We're entering an era where trade policy can change on a dime, and everyone, from investors to consumers, feels the ripple effects.
Speaking of uncertainty, let's talk about the Federal Reserve. The Fed held interest rates steady this week, but the real story is the political pressure they're under. We're seeing legal challenges, speculation about leadership changes, and even the Supreme Court reviewing whether a president can remove a sitting Fed governor.
Consider this perspective. The Fed's independence has always been a cornerstone of economic stability. If that's threatened, it could shake confidence in the entire financial system. Investors, banks, policymakers, they're all watching for any sign that politics might start dictating monetary policy.
Why it matters is simple. If the Fed loses its independence, its ability to manage inflation and respond to crises could be compromised. For anyone with a mortgage, a business loan, or a retirement account, that's a big deal. The stakes are higher than they've been in decades.
And that anxiety is showing up in the markets. We've seen a massive flight to safe haven assets. Gold hit a record $5,100 an ounce, and silver jumped 14% in a single day. The U.S. dollar is sliding against the yen and Swiss franc. That's not just investors being cautious. It's a sign of real fear about trade wars, political instability, and global debt.
Here's an interesting angle. When everyone rushes to gold and silver, it's a signal that traditional assets, stocks, bonds, even the dollar, aren't seen as safe anymore. For financial professionals, it means ramping up risk management, diversifying portfolios, and tracking commodities in real time.
And for everyday listeners, it's a reminder that global events can hit your wallet in unexpected ways. If you're invested in the market, or even just watching prices at the store, these shifts matter.
That brings us to earnings season, which kicked off with some real turbulence. Intel stock plunged 17%, even though they beat expectations for last year. The problem? Their forward guidance and supply chain risks spooked investors.
It's wild, right? You can do everything right last quarter, but if you hint at trouble ahead, the market reacts instantly. And it's not just Intel. Tech, banking, energy, you name it, results are all over the place. With Apple and Microsoft still to report, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Why it matters. Investors and companies can't just rely on past performance anymore. They need real-time data and AI-driven forecasting to navigate this volatility. For anyone managing a portfolio or running a business, agility is the name of the game in 2026.
And speaking of agility, let's talk about the U.S. government's bold move into rare earth mining. This week, they took a $1.6 billion equity stake in domestic production, an unprecedented step to break China's near monopoly on minerals critical for electronics, EVs, and defense.
Imagine if the chips in your phone or the batteries in your car suddenly became harder to source because of global tensions. That's the risk the U.S. is trying to head off. By investing directly, they're aiming for more secure, resilient supply chains and opening up new opportunities in advanced manufacturing.
What's really happening here is a new era of public-private collaboration. The CHIPS Act is backing this push, and it could reshape global competition in tech and mining. For developers, manufacturers, and investors, it's a signal to watch this space closely. there's a lot of innovation and investment on the horizon.
So, to sum up, trade tensions are rewriting the rules. The Fed's independence is under the microscope. Markets are on edge, earnings are unpredictable, and the U.S. is making big bets on critical minerals. It's a lot to process, but that's why we're here.
And we want to hear from you. How are these shifts affecting your work, your investments, or even your day-to-day life? Drop us a message or join the conversation online.
That's all for this week on Vasper Today. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening, everyone.